DSW semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals, going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores, or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
That was Terrell Austin, who was the first member of the Steelers organization to comment on Cam Hayward. Hayward declined comment on Friday. Tomlin didn't say anything after practice when the news came out on Thursday. You had him do a press conference with no reporters after the game Saturday night. And so we'll see what he says when practice ends today. It was coordinator day at training camp. So Arthur Smith and Terrell Austin both talked. Good job by Steelers media to ask Austin about Hayward. I don't think he really addressed the issue here. We're not debating whether or not when Cam Hayward gets his contract resolved. I don't think fans are worried whether or not he's going to be ready or can play. It's what happens in terms of the Steelers giving him more money or not. And if they decide not to, what is Hayward's recourse? What's his next move in that situation? Like, how ugly does this become? Is there actually a scenario in which Hayward would request a trade between now and the start of the season? He did post another one of these. This one wasn't even cryptic. He did put something up on Instagram a couple hours ago. He quoted The Dark Knight. You either die a hero or you live long enough to become the villain. Who said that in The Dark Knight? Was that Two-Face?
No,
was that was Harvey Mudd who said that?
I believe. No,
Harvey Dent said
Harvey
that.
Mudd. Harvey Dent.
Harvey Mudd?
Who's Harvey Mudd? I just make up a person.
I don't know. And then Batman says it later in the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, so he brings it back to life.
Yeah, and then they
pretty positive they say it twice.
And then they do The Dark Knight Rises.
Harvey Mudd is a liberal arts college in Claremont, California.
I thought you were going to go with Harvey Milk next.
I don't know how that popped into my head. Yeah. You either die a hero or live long enough to become a villain. He's been here for so long, he is recognizing that now there are Steelers fans who hate his guts.
Where the hell is the actual post here? Is it an Instagram
story? Yeah.
How do you find these things and you're not even on Instagram?
People bring them to me.
Oh, they bring them to you.
You know what makes my life really easy as a talk show host? When people do my job for me, find the story and give it to me. I love when people do that. So if you are listening and you like the show and like participating in the show, I'll take it however I get it. And oftentimes I will give you credit for it if you find it. And I think it's interesting.
Who gave you this one?
This was not any one person because I got it from like six people
so
the exact time.
What a loophole. He doesn't have to give anyone credit, Donnie, because he's getting it from so many sources.
Yep. You either die a hero or you live long enough to become the villain.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much, I'm filing that in the TJ Watt peace out sign for Cam's probably in the end going to get more guaranteed money right away here for this year. They're going to come to, therefore, an agreement that works for both sides. And he's going to be asked about all that and slough it off like it never even happened or like it's no big deal. That is how I personally believe this will play out.
But there's hurt feelings big time. And I do think Cam Hayward is the type of person that he'll remember this.
I mean, don't you think that
just
there were
like,
hurt feelings before last year when he wanted a new deal?
Yeah, but I think this is worse, don't you? I mean,
because he's coming off of a really good of a first team all pro year instead of a year where he was dinged up.
Yeah, because I think last year it was, we just think you're old and not worth the money, which is still pretty critical. But these are more like personal attacks, you know, like last year it was mostly professional. It wasn't like Cam Hayward's a bad guy. It was, we just don't think he's that good of a football player anymore, which is still a slight.
And you feel like this has, from the organization's perspective, to be very clear, become more personal to him?
No, I'm talking about how he would feel about fans.
Fans?
Which is why I think he posted this. Just the way, that's the backlash he's getting from Steelers fans.
Okay, sorry, yeah. Then I would say from fans, it's definitely gotten uglier.
It's gotten way more personal.
I still think there's a large contingent of Steelers fans who are in his corner, but the people who are not in his corner are not shy about sharing
Chris,
that fact.
I'm at one of those gas station Dunkin' Donuts combos. I think I can mention Dunkin' Donuts. Aren't they the official coffee of the morning show?
Okay. Yes.
So I'm at one of those combos today. I'm wearing one of the t-shirts I got from the Hayward softball game.
Yes, you're still
Somebody
wearing
recognizes
it.
Me. They originally make small talk about, you know, how's Amanda, how's Stella. They point at the number 97 on my shirt and say, that guy's turned into a real effing a-hole, hasn't he?
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
They said to me, like, whoa, this went from a very cordial kind of just, hey, good to see you, Pony, to I'm just going to Kool-Aid man my way in and just call this guy like the harshest, meanest thing that I can come up with.
I'm just still on the player side because I think he warrants more money and guys get more money, you know, when their play outstrips it and they're as good as he's been for as long as he's been good.
Which, by the way, it looks like the Ravens are going to do that with Lamar Jackson, even though there's a ton of years left on his deal.
So I think that I'm still very much on his side in that way. And I just think this is the natural thing that ends up happening when you're in a non-guaranteed contract sport. And fans, if they're not maybe rooting per se for the owner, are absolutely rooting for the team. And even though I could say back, well, they've got the money to do this, this isn't hard for them, they're not paying a quarterback, then people, because the team is still front and center on their mind, say, what if this sets a precedent? And I think that's where this falls apart for me. This implication, and where I feel like it's a false equivalence or it's a straw man argument, that if you cave to Cam here, cave in scare quotes, if you're the Steelers, then every player will start doing this. No, they won't. Else they would every single time now.
Can I actually give you, I think, you know, one of the greatest rebuttals of all time on that? Is that really a bad thing? Like, for example, let's say they didn't have this made-up rule or team policy where they don't give players new contracts with more than a year left on their deal. A made-up policy.
Okay.
TJ Watt comes to them, as JJ Watt is reported, and says, hey, let's just do this deal now because I want the peace of mind of a new contract, and it's going to be cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, no, because that's not how we do things.
Mm-hmm.
If they had done it that way,
it would have been cheaper.
Yes.
JJ was right to say that. I said that at the time.
So opening up this Pandora's box or can of worms is not necessarily bad. There are actually some positives that I think that come from it. And for anybody who is, you know, doing this and is not like an iconic great player, the easy comeback there is, all right, buddy, we gave this to Cam Hayward because he's played more games in a Steelers uniform than Joe Green, Mel Blount, Jack Ham, Jack Lambert, or any Steelers defender ever. When you get to that level, you can come to us and say you want a new deal if you still want to like cherish the policy that they have. He is a make an exception for player, in my opinion.
I think he's
Tomlin
a make an
makes
exception.
Exception for guys all the time.
He's a make
things,
an exception for player in this, you know, not just because he's been a warhorse for them, but he's also the rare guy, I mean, truly rare guy, who is just playing the best football of his life now.
Yep.
Like, I still, injury will always creep in as a possibility given the position he plays and his age. But if it's strictly based on, do I think Cam Hayward, if he's healthy, is going to live up to the terms of a, let's say, a sweetened contract that he were to get here, I have no worries about him on the field whatsoever in that respect.
Here's Justin in West Mifflin. Hello, Justin.
Morning, guy, or afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so I have a problem with him holding out 2 years in a row, and you guys are talking
well,
about...
Well, he's not holding out. He's there right now.
Well, holding in, either way, looking for a new deal. You guys are talking about why the fans feel kind of bad about it and why they're not on his side. If you look, I listened to you guys on Friday, and you had Hoke on.
Yep, that was Thursday,
actually. He made this ridiculous argument that he's going to have to live the next 50 or 60 years off the money that he's earned. He's made $131 million just in his contract. Just in his contract. That's not including endorsements or any of that. And he has a pension through the NFL. The money is insane. He agreed to a new contract last year. Yes, he outplayed it. Sometimes that happens. But he's also 36 years old, way on the wrong side of it for a defensive, interior defensive lineman.
He was just a first-team All-Pro, though, last year. Like, I understand that he's on the wrong side age-wise, but he's aging in reverse for that position. And he's not asking for, like,
in reverse.
He's in terms of his performance, he's getting better and better.
He's better at 36 than he was at 25. That's absolutely true.
I'm not sure what the argument is for him. Like, if he's asking for more money in his salary, because the
he already got paid the guarantee for this year on the roster bonus end of things.
He said he wants a raise and he wants a restructured deal, is what he said, reportedly.
I look at the future for the Steelers and what are they giving up with every $8 million, $10 million, $12 million they might throw at a guy on the wrong side of it right now for the future when they come in next year and have to find a solution at quarterback.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you think his job comes with serious occupational hazards?
Yes.
Do you think if you were in his shoes, you would want to do that for about half of what you're worth?
I think if my main goal was to win, because I've already made $131 million, my main goal should be at this point to win a Super Bowl.
So then why don't you come on the air and say, you know what, this whole team's made up of selfish guys. T.J. Watt just got more money than any non-quarterback in the NFL. If he really wants to win, he's being a jackass. Why don't you say that?
I don't think he's being a jackass. He was due for a new deal. His deal was coming up.
But you just said if it's all about winning a Super Bowl, if he leaves money on the table, he gives them a better chance to win. He didn't. He maxed out.
I'm trying to answer, but you're talking over me. Sorry.
You're still here.
All I'm saying is, yes, he was due for a new deal. Do I love that they spent $40 million or, you know, close to $40 million a year on an outside linebacker? No, but the guy's been amazing, and he's still 30 years old. He's not 36. I would have a problem with that at 36. I don't love it. I love what Brady used to do. Brady never took top-of-the-market money.
Yes, because they were funneling money under the table to his TB12 group.
Well, then the Steelers should funnel money to Cam Hayward's charity or whatever his foundation is.
Thank you, Justin. Okay.
I mean, I'm only going to address one part of that argument because you were rebutting the rest. Do people out there, when you say, like, Cam's already made X amount of money, 130, I mean, taxes and other stuff come out of that agent fees.
I mean, it's still a colossal amount of money.
It's a huge amount of money. I'm not going to get in the weeds there. But do they understand how much more money Art Rooney makes to be the owner of this team and is worth? Like, that's the part of this that drives me the most nuts. It is a drop in the bucket what Cam Hayward has even made versus what the Rooneys are worth.
Chris, It's because it's a cap sport.
I am aware that it's because it's a cap sport. I just, whenever somebody says, don't these guys realize that we're not sympathetic because of how much money they've already made? The owner takes zero occupational hazard risks here. The owning an NFL team, you could be an idiot and make money off of it, and they are worth way more. That's all I'm pointing out.
And there are several teams right now.
Mike Brown seems like a buffoon. Makes a ton of money because he owns an NFL team.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, a personage law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Your calls, Cam Hayward's post on Instagram saying that you live long enough to become the villain. He feels like he's become a pariah here, persona non grata, as he's not practicing again today in street clothes.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.